The Mysterious Multitude. Revelation 7 verses 9 through 17. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Omitting the verses referring to the angels. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Some people make a big deal about them having washed their own robes in order to separate these tribulation saints from the rest. But it does not make sense. We all have to wash our robes in his blood by faith. It is a red herring. But half the answer is right there. This one is a matter of time. We are told what John beheld, but not the context of when what he saw existed. In other words, this multitude is likely post-resurrection. They came out of great tribulation, possibly the great tribulation, but regardless of where or when they came from, when John observes them, they are either resurrected or he is being given a vision of them after their resurrection. I included verses 15 through 17 because they mirror verses from the end of the book of Revelation. Revelation 21 verse 3 says, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Revelation 21 verse 4, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Further on, the living waters are also mentioned. So we see that those mentioned in chapter 7 are not likely pre-resurrection residents of heaven. Much of the confusion surrounding these verses arises from a lack of familiarity with the book of Revelation and a failure to place the visions and events expressed into their proper context. I hope to do a study of Revelation soon, but I felt this writing was more needful.